In our gospel for today, we hear towards the end of the passage that Peter took Jesus aside and tried to rebuke him. And in the translation I'm reading, we hear, "But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said to him, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God thinks, but as human beings do.'" Thinking not as God thinks, but as human beings do. That often is our response. So, if for our reflection today, we wonder, how can we better think as God thinks than as human beings do? Let me offer you, in good Holy Trinity fashion, from the Holy Trinity, three different passages of the Bible to consider. From Genesis, we hear in the 17th chapter, God say to Abraham, "I shall make you into nations, and your issue will be kings. And I shall maintain my covenant between myself and you and your descendants after you, generation after generation, as a covenant in perpetuity, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you." God is ever faithful to us, ever with us. That's one thing to consider. How can we be more like God in being faithful to those to whom we are entrusted? And who are those people? For our second passage, let us consider this from the 16th chapter of Luke. I'm sorry, the fourth chapter of Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth. And he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day as he usually did. He stood up to read, and they handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, for he has anointed me to bring the good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim a year of favor from the Lord." In his ministry, to begin it, Jesus preaches, quoting Isaiah, setting out the mission that he is going to fulfill in his teaching. God is faithful. Jesus is faithful to the mission that was proclaimed in Scripture. God wants us to bring good news to the afflicted. And if we sit down and consider, there are many people who could be in that category. Proclaim liberty to captives. Again, many people, whether in prison, captured by addiction, captured by fear. Sight to the blind. While we cannot perform the miracles that Jesus did, we can take care of those who are injured, take care of those who have disabilities, take care of each other in many ways, because we all can be in a vulnerable situation. We all can have that fear of not being able to see, not being able to interact with each other, not being able to hear or to speak, to be vulnerable. We enter this world as Jesus did, as vulnerable babies. We are children when we're vulnerable. And if we're lucky enough to live to a happy old age, we can be vulnerable in age as well. We can be vulnerable by injury or illness. Certainly, there are many people in our world today in areas torn by war and violence, in areas torn by earthquakes and storms. Certainly, our hearts go out this week to the people of Michigan, especially those who were directly affected by the violence at Michigan State University. our actions can help prevent other situations like that of occurring. And our response to those people who've lost a loved one, to those who have died, taking care of their bodies and having proper burials and funerals for them, and for those who are injured, making sure that they have medical care and that they are visited and they are comforted in their recovery, and for those traumatized by witnessing or experiencing that violence. That is acting and thinking as God does, as Jesus showed us. Finally, bringing in the third person of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit, in the Acts of the Apostles. After the apostles and the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, we hear about the early Christian community. They remained faithful to the teaching of the apostles. Everyone was filled with awe. The apostles worked many signs and miracles, and all who shared the faith owned everything in common. They sold their goods and possessions and distributed the proceeds among themselves according to what each one needed. Each day, with one heart, they regularly went to the temple, but met in their houses for the breaking of the bread. They shared their food gladly and generously. They praised God, and they were looked up to by everyone. Certainly, that is what we are asked to do, is to live out the Holy Spirit in our lives, who fills us with love for each other and gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. How do we do this? Catholic social teaching really is how we should be thinking. And in fact, we're probably better off calling it Catholic social thought. Because then, if we embrace Catholic social thought, then we might be better thinking as God does and not as human beings do. Certainly, Pope Francis has given us many examples of how to interact with others, how to embrace this Catholic social thinking. And his encyclicals help us to think in that way. There is much that we have learned over the past 10 years from Pope Francis, building upon his predecessors. In fact, we have a long history since 1891 from Catholic social thinking. This rich tradition, a response rooted in the gospel values that we have just heard, is how we can better think the way that God wants us to think. And is truly, that is how we're supposed to be. There's much to unpack. When you enter Lent, just next week, think about how we better should think as God does. Reflect on the areas of our lives where we are not thinking or acting or thinking about others the way that God would, the way that God wants us to. Lent is a perfect time for us to reevaluate our lives, our spirituality, our actions, all aspect of our way of living. And certainly, God is faithful to us, and we should be faithful to God in return. Pay attention to the reflections you will hear on Ash Wednesday. Come to Mass, come to our Ash Wednesday prayer service in the evening, and listen. Begin Ash Wednesday and Lent with that listening aspect of where God wants us to be in our lives. And let us respond, not as human beings do, but as God wants human beings to do. May God be praised.